Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. Hello, listeners. This is episode 78 of Art Talk, and the last episode of this year. In the last episode of 2023, I want to start with a massive shout out to the two people who supported Art Talk right from the start on Patreon. Elizabeth Amizou, my best friend and co-creator on the Journal of Michael Jackson Academic Studies, and Joan Marie, both artists, were right with me from the beginning, and I am super grateful for your support, even this year when I did not fill in the weekly episodes as promised. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are loved. I thanked all artists who were on Art Talk last week, and I look forward to have more conversations in 2024 because your conversations were inspiring and lovely to me and to everyone who listened. I also want to thank Shirley Ann O'Neill and Laura O'Hare, who founded the VAA, Visual Artists Association. Your willingness to help artists with so many opportunities available most have no clue about is immeasurable. Being a Prime member helped me with meeting artists in real life, noticing the gap, and also having those loving conversations. You taught me how many opportunities there are out there for artists, and always from a positive view, not from the cold marketing principle by people who do not know the art world and tell you what you need to do. And if it doesn't work, tell you bluntly that it might be better that you stop. That happened to a fellow artist who had put thousands of dollars into that particular art marketing business. So in this last episode, I would encourage all artists listening to this episode to at least consider to become a member. And if you doubt, then read the book, Good Art Doesn't Sell Itself. I also want to thank Sarah Pagden for her commission to paint her almost 90-year-old dad. She believed in me, even without being a particular art lover or ever visiting a museum or gallery. And in the extensive rise of all bills and costs of living, she gave me a commission. With her stories and my gift for psychometry, I was able to paint her beloved dad and bring his soul to the surface. His beautiful smile was the portal. Thank you, Sarah, from the bottom of my heart. You also probably have noticed I did not make my weekly episode since May. The truth is that I haven't been in a good place. As many artists have felt, commission failed or they hardly sold work. It all was the increasing costs of bills and living. In my case, I took it personally, in the sense that I started to believe I wasn't good enough. And maybe it was better to do nothing or stop giving up on my art and with that myself. Commissions promised were taken back and ended on the bottom of the pile. In my art, where I bring out the soul of people that is hiding or is imprisoned in their bodies, it felt as if that was a waste. And I also stopped posting on social media because it was too loud. I know I'm not the only one who felt this. I know this year has been very difficult for many artists. And the repeated mails and posts on Facebook that screamed you did something wrong, if you still hadn't made 7K a year with your art, made me feel being nothing, apparently not good enough. And I took it personally. But there was something else in me that also made me want to give up. I saw so many words flowing by, but I missed and still miss something. I missed the kindness, the compassion, the honesty, and the emotion that art needs. Art is emotion, but where the heck is it? I felt and feel strongly that the use of tools as copy and tracing apps, AI, turn people into instant gratification factory painters or generators. And on top of that, it all needed to touch on some sort of perfectionism, but no emotions, no vulnerabilities. Yet the world is a turmoil of emotions and vulnerabilities. And then the hate due to wars that rage over the planet, weaponizing words to try to erase transgender and LGBTQI+. It divides people, also artists. Artists who claim their work is for love and healing, but condemn the ones they call terrorists, and nobody should support them. Where is the humanity in this? It made my heart weep. We are all one, and unity should prevail. The suffering is on both sides. And if you claim to paint for love and healing, paint for all human beings. Highly sensitive people, and especially those who are artists, will feel and know what I mean. It paralyzed me in creating, in being, and I made a total mess of myself and my art business. It worn me out to feel all those dark energies. All that darkness I let in took a toll on me. I made decisions on a whim after a health scare that I had to withdraw again because a wise GP told me to not bin the things you love, but take it very slowly the next few months and make some changes. One thing I know is to not take anything personally, or at least try to, and shield myself better for dark energies. But in all the darkness, I found a light, and I'm late to the party. However, I do believe things come in time. You need them. It was in time, maybe just in time for me. It was an animation I watched. The boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse. I cried from pain within, but also the beauty, the love, and the kindness. I didn't realize I felt so lost. Lost since 2018. But this sparked my soul. A light started to shine and it remembered me who I am as human and as artist. I realized my gifts are not for me. My gifts are for people. So when this year comes to a close, I've set the intention to do better next year. I learned that my art business needs more than one leg to stand on. Resisting that was wrong and opportunities passed me by. Artists, no matter what, never give up. Never. Times will get better. Be for humanity, not for sides. Be for everyone who suffers in wars on both sides. Show compassion for those who have to immigrate because you do not leave your country walking on a bike, on the back of a truck, or in a rubber boat for the fun of it. Support trans people, trans women, LGBTQI, because many seem frightened of the unknown. And be kind to yourself and show your vulnerability in your art. Work from love, kindness, and compassion, and focus on what you have to give rather than what you want to gain. So I wish you a lovely holidays and a happy new year with kindness, compassion, and new episodes in January. Know that you're all loved. And try not to take anything personally. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.